In the West Loop Shopping Tunnel.
Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you on this Monday morning in the Little Apple. Having a lot of fun this morning talking Little Apple Comic Expo that I spent more money than my family would probably want to know that I spent at it, but all great purchases. Great purchases.
You said you came in under budget, so, you know, and you don't have anybody to answer to when it comes budget.
That's true.
You had set a dollar figure, which is what a responsible human being should do.
Right, and it was okay. It was a put. I guess it was more of a push.
You have to do some things for yourself once in a while, and, you know, you fed that monster.
Exactly.
So and honestly, apologize for it.
No, it's okay, because honestly, I was thinking about it, because, you know, I haven't spent any money on alcohol this year at all.
Well,
so I think that more than paid for my Comic-Con haul. Honestly.
Just off not hitting up Fake Patty's Day alone.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Gosh, it's like $20 to get some of those
wristbands. Yeah,
yeah. That doesn't include any of the drinks you get, or I mean, you have to buy.
Sure. Coming up a little bit later on this In Focus, we'll close out with I'm Brady Bowman, and I've made a decision. New segment. You'll get to know what that decision is made, because indecisive is a vocabulary word of the day that we were reminded of. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And I figured that out. But right now, it's time for the In Focus selection show of RCPD Fake Patty's Day tweets.
And oh, Dave, my gosh. Seriously. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You got the RCPD's Twitter up over there?
Not yet.
Because you want to put in your selections, I'm glad to hear them.
Okay, hang on here.
And we don't have really regions or anything, but we can just make up regions.
By the way, I want to give a shout out to one of the funniest tweets that I saw on Twitter.
Okay.
And that was from the Lawrence Police Department.
Okay.
Do not call 911 because of the brackets. And TBS's programming.
I think I saw that.
That was hilarious what I saw. Yeah. All right.
Just
so we're
going through.
We're looking for RCPD, right?
Yeah. I'll give you one of mine. And this may be a one seed for me.
Okay.
Very much a one seed. Looking at, I retweeted it on my Twitter account. That's at Brady2Day. You can go over and give that a follow. So I go down and find that one. Here we go. Somebody tweeted at the RCPD Saturday. Let me get that CBS music going again.
No, that's all right. That's all right, really.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tweeted, we know where we're going.
Tweeted, any good arrest yet? RCPD tweets, the first person arrested for MIP was wearing a shirt that said, I will be the number one draft pick.
was good.
That's one of my one seeds for it. Let's look at some other ones.
Rest in peace to all the beer we confiscated from a minor. And there's a photograph of probably about, a case worth of Busch beer.
Yeah, some of the lower brands, not exactly the top shelf brands mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. Let's see what else we got here. After walking around Aggieville, this needs to be said. Left, toilet. And there's two pictures here. Left, toilet. Right, not a toilet. And it appears to be the sidewalk.
It's really pretty comical, and I followed along some of that on Saturday while I could. But there were some fun things on there. That was one of them. And I don't see it on here, but they also described what the Sunday morning breakfast at the jail was. That included sausage and biscuits and gravy.
Oh, that was another one. Yeah, mm-hmm. I saw that. That was going to be a high seed for me, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Probably a high seed out of the West region. I'm just making up regions.
Yeah.
Sorry,
we're all for
back.
Making new friends on Fake Patty's Day, but accepting rides from strangers might not be the best way to make that happen. Hashtag stranger danger.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah.
That is good.
And then we get it. Naps are great. However, sidewalks are probably not the best place for them.
There's a lot of sidewalk references made throughout this one. We all know the saying, finders keepers, right? Well, according to the law, finding someone's property and keeping it is referred to as stealing.
Even though this holiday is fake, if you get caught with a fake ID, you will, for real, get arrested.
Ooh, that's good. I have that one going pretty far in my bracket.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you're listening to the InFocus Selection Show for the top tweets from RCPD over the Fake Paddy's Day weekend.
Now, here's my favorite one.
Okay.
Shout out to the dude on Raton raking the beer cans in his yard.
I was just reading that one. That's a one seed for sure.
That one's up there. That's it. Mm-hmm. Good rule of thumb for today. Don't do anything you wouldn't want your mom to see on at Barstool K-State. Okay.
I'm going to hope this one comes through. It's a video that they put up, and this was one of my favorite ones as well. It says, we challenge you to a chugging competition. Let me see if I can get this to play.
You got it? Working on the audio there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No luck.
No luck on that. Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's a bunch of officers surrounding each other, and they're going chug, 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 and they're chugging water.
Yeah.
And it's pretty good. I wish the audio would play on that because it's pretty funny. Pretty good stuff. You got another one.
If you break a law, it's an arrestable offense, and you're not local, congratulations. You now live in Manhattan.
I was going to
Your mailing address is 1001 South Sestrild Road, Riley County Jail, MHK 66502. You know, one of the things that I noticed, because I was looking through the police reports, and you've got the numbers handy. You did the counting. You did the tallying of the number of DUIs and MIPs. And almost all the DUIs were from people outside of Manhattan.
Oh, were they?
Almost all of them were, yeah. I know, that's something that I noticed. So
That's a good idea. I didn't even think to look at that.
To go through that. But then again, you know, students for Riley, they come from all walks of life. You know, we don't know if that necessarily applies there. So
That's true. And you're listening to the In Focus Selection Show, where there's really no seating, no real bracket.
I think we've got our championship tweet game made up here, don't we? Who are our one seeds? Have you been marking down our one seeds?
I have not.
Hmm. Well, the toilet one was one.
The toilet one's one.
Yeah, raking the beer cans was another. Sleeping on a sidewalk.
Oh, the number one draft pick.
The number one draft pick.
That's up there for me.
Is that good to say that those are our one seeds? And let's just take them into the final four.
Okay. Let's put them in
which
the final
four. Which one do you want to, let's see, the number one draft pick versus sleeping on the sidewalk?
Ooh. You know, and you got to just go on the eye test here.
Yeah.
I don't know how the non-con went.
I'm going with draft pick.
I go draft pick. I move
okay.
them. Sharpie.
So draft pick is in the Sharpie. Number one, is in the championship game. And then we have... What are the other two number one seeds that we had?
The toilet one.
Toilet one. And the raking the beer cans. Beer cans beats the toilet and the non-toilet. That's my pick.
I'm fine with that.
Okay, so
there's our championship.
So we got the number one draft pick. And let's refresh our listeners' memories here, because we've been talking about a lot of different things here. About what those specific tweets are. Do you have those ready? Are you looking at those?
Yes.
Okay. So, read in totality the number one draft pick tweet.
Okay, I just lost it.
Oh, no.
No, here it is on my Twitter here. The first person arrested for MIP was wearing a shirt that said, quote, I will be the number one draft pick. Responding to a question, any good arrest yet?
Gotcha. And then RCPD's tweet, also in the final championship matchup, shout out to the dude on Raton raking the beer cans in his yard.
This is a tough
one. That's tough.
This is a tough one. I need to look at the conference records. There's a lot to go over.
That doesn't matter. We found that out in the NCAA.
Oh.
And we have a head-to-head matchup here. You know, Oklahoma State, my gosh, what a screw job that was.
Yeah, it was.
Okay. Are we on a coin flip? I don't know that I can determine a better one.
They're really good. They're really good. I think we got a coin flip.
Okay, so draft pick?
Draft pick and raking beer cans.
Okay, which one's heads? You call it.
Heads, draft pick.
Raking beer cans wins.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know that you could really come up with a... A definitive one. Okay, so we can be like football. We can have the undefeated University of Central Florida Knights.
We could.
As the national champions.
That's
as well
true.
As whoever won the national championship game that I don't care about. Who was that? Who won national championship game?
Oh, wasn't it, was it Alabama? Yeah, no. It was Alabama.
Oh,
again.
It was Alabama. Yeah. Oh, I should have known that.
Yeah. Yeah, I like our championship a little better.
Yeah. I think this worked out well today.
I think so. I think so. I think very qualified, you know. I think the committee got it right.
Okay. Are we ready to take a break? Do we? Are we going to have an adequate time for the decision that you have made?
Yes, yeah. Let's go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about the decision.
Are you running the bed music up to the break?
Yep.
All right, you do that.
When catastrophe hits and your home or office is damaged, get